RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Send it in, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up today. Football week one of college football is here, baby. We are talking about 8 of the games on the Thursday slate today. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. Throughout the week, we've been talking about all these conferences, SEC bets, Big Ten, ACC. Today, we will look at the Big 12 bets that I like, some win totals, team to make the playoffs as well. And then we'll look at the college football bracket. We got the graphic ready to go. My 12 teams that I think are going to make it to the college football playoff this season. We got my favorite props for week one of the college football season coming up as well. I got 5 of them for you guys that I like, so we'll give those out during the show. And then if there is time, we'll dive into some NFL Super Bowl talk as well. The favorites, some of the teams I think are overvalued, and then maybe some good value on some teams to look for to win the Super Bowl. And then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. I'm riding solo on the show today, so it would be a great day for you guys to chime in. Any questions that you have, if you have anything in college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, any U.S. Open bets that you guys are on today, let me know about. We're going to have some fun, though, over the next 30 minutes, but definitely would love for you guys to chime in. You can do so at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, or on X. My guy Brian Gerch behind the scenes will be ready to go. He'll relay them to me, so you guys just let me know anything that's on your mind. And as always, if you guys miss any parts of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Thursday. Glasses in session, and let's start with the Thursday games that we have today. The biggest game of the day, and the one I'm most excited for, gets going at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. You got number 25 Boise taking on South Florida. Boise is a 5.5-point favorite in this game with a total of 59.5. Two teams that definitely could be in that mix to get that 12 seed in the college football playoff this season is that group of five champion. Boise State, obviously, the big question for them. Life without Ashton Gentry. What is that going to look like? Their quarterback, Maddox Madsen, returns. They should still be good up front on the O-line. Wide receiver room should be pretty decent. They feel good about the running backs that they have replacing Gentry. And then their defense was awesome last year. Led the nation in sacks. Probably not going to do that again this year, but still should be really good. On the other side, this USF team, one of my favorite group of five quarterbacks, Byron Brown, who was banged up for much of last season. He's back healthy, ready to go. And he's really tough to deal with. And I talked about it yesterday. USF, their head coach, Alex Golish, comes from the Josh Heupel coaching tree at Tennessee. You guys know that Tennessee offense that they love to run, high-powered, up-tempo, really are big on spacing and using the entire field. It's a tough defense offense to prepare for if you are not used to it. So going to be some challenges today for that Boise defense. Chase Kitty gave us a great nugget yesterday about how much teams struggle early on in the season, traveling through multiple time zones. Also something that Boise has to deal with today. So I'm going to take USF plus the 5.5. I think they could be live on the money line at plus 180 as well. How about Ohio and Rutgers today? Rutgers is a 15.5 point favorite. Total in the game is 51.5. Rutgers offense is Callum McManus coming back at quarterback, the former Minnesota quarterback transferred over to Rutgers. Greg Schiano, this is now his sixth season since coming back to Rutgers after that stint with Tampa in the NFL. This might be his best offense that he has had since he has been at Rutgers, so definitely excited about that. And then on the flip side, Ohio, this is going to be one of the best offenses in the MAC conference. Their quarterback, Parker Navarro, is back. Last year, threw for 2,000 yards, ran for 1,000 yards. He was the first Ohio quarterback to ever do that. They also have six of their top seven receivers returning from last year, and their running back, who went to Minnesota last year but was at Ohio the previous 2 years, ran for 1,000 yards at each of those first two seasons. He's now back. So they got a lot of playmakers on offense. Meanwhile, Ohio loses a bunch of guys on defense, their entire front seven. So you have two offenses. It should be very good in this game. Rutgers feels good about where they are. Ohio has a lot of returning production as well. I'm taking over 51.5 between Rutgers and Ohio. What about East Carolina and NC State? Wolfpack favored by 14 in this game with a total of 61.5. I'm going to take the NC State team total over at 37.5. That is my favorite bet in the game. CJ Bailey is back at quarterback, the sophomore for NC State. Had to play a lot last year because Grayson McCall got injured early on in the season, so there was a lot of growing pains. There's a lot of raw talent there, but Bailey kind of had to work out the kinks last season. Now with the full offseason, knowing he's the guy, he should be a lot better. I think NC State's going to put up some points in this game. ECU's defense, not very good. And also their offense, they like to run the air raid offense. Blake Harrell is their head coach. So whenever you have a team that likes to go fast with that air raid offense, always prone to quick three and outs. And, you know, if ECU's defense is on the field a lot, if their offense can't sustain drives, just going to give more and more opportunity for NC State to score points. So I like over 37.5, the team total for NC State. What about Jacksonville State and UCF? UCF is a 20.5 point favorite in this game with a total of 53.5. Both teams have new coaches this season. Scott Frost is back at UCF after a couple great years with them about 5-6 years ago. And then Rich Rod left to take the West Virginia job. He was at Jacksonville State, but now Charles Kelly takes over, former Florida State defensive coordinator. Because you have two new coaches in this game, three touchdown point spread, I'm going to stay away in that one. Wyoming and Akron, we talked about this game way early on in the week. I like the over 47.5. Wyoming's only got three defensive starters returning this season. Akron only has two defensive starters returning this season. So you got a lot of new on both sides of the ball. Wyoming's going to have to make, obviously, a pretty long road trip going from Laramie to Akron. I think Akron's going to be able to score some points in this game. Joe Moorhead's the head coach, former Mississippi State head coach, Penn State, Oregon offensive coordinator. They have a good quarterback in Ben Finley. Wyoming, on the other hand, they have nine returning offensive starters. So a lot of new faces on defense for the Cowboys, but a lot of returners on offense. I'm taking the over 47.5 in that game. Buffalo and Minnesota tonight in Minneapolis. The Gophers are a 17.5 point favorite with the total at 43.5. This is an interesting game. Buffalo should be one of the better teams in the MAC this season. Going to have one of the better defenses in the MAC this year. They return nine starters on that side of the ball. Meanwhile, Minnesota is going to normally be what Minnesota is, right? Anywhere from like a 6 to an 8 win team this season. Big, powerful offensive line. Want to run the football. Good on defense. They're not really built to win games by like 18, 21, 24 points. So the fact that the line is this high is almost like a little spooky. It's like somebody knows something. I would only take Minnesota because it feels like it's too high, but I'm going to stay away from that one. Nebraska and Cincinnati, I like Cincinnati tonight at +7. Game's going to be played at Arrowhead in Kansas City, so it's going to feel like a home game for Nebraska. I'm big on the Cornhuskers this year, but you guys know they have struggled in one-score games the last decade, and I just don't think it's going to be easy tonight against Cincinnati, who's got a very good defense. The offense should be better than it was last season. I think that game's going to be close. Give me Cincy at +7. And then finally, Miami, Ohio, and Wisconsin tonight. Badgers favored by 17.5. The total in the game is 40.5. Miami of Ohio had to replace all 11 starters on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Chuck Martin, the head coach at Miami of Ohio, has been coaching there for 12 years, never had to do that. You could be coaching at a school for 30 years, and I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that. So a team that has to replace everybody on the offensive side of the ball going on the road to play against Wisconsin, who's always got a good defense. There's a reason this total is as low as it is at 40.5. I'm taking the under, Miami of Ohio and Wisconsin. All right, let's talk the Big 12 here on Send It In. I got some win totals that I like for you guys out of this conference. Let's start with the Arizona Wildcats over 5.5 wins at +105. Basically, is Arizona going to make a bowl game this season? +105, yes. -125, no. I'm taking the yes on that with Arizona. 16 returning starters this year for Zona. Their quarterback, Noah Fifita, comes back. And also, it's year two of Brett Brennan, who came over from San Jose State. He was kind of late in the head coaching cycle because Jed Fish took the job late to go to Washington. He was at Arizona, so then Brett Brennan got hired to take over Arizona. They didn't quite, it felt like, got set, but now they have a full offseason. Fifita's back, a lot of returning production. The schedule's pretty doable. I like this Arizona team. I think they can go to a bowl game this season, so I'll take over 5.5 wins on the Wildcats. What about Arizona State? I'm going over 8.5 wins on the Sun Devils, man. The closer and closer we get to the season and them kicking off the year, I like Arizona State. They returned 17 starters this year. Yes, they do lose Scadaboo, but they return just about everybody else, including the quarterback Sam Levitt, who might be the best in the Big 12, and the receiver Jordan Tyson, who might be the best in the Big 12. I'm also a big Kenny Dillingham fan. I think he's the real deal. I don't think last year was a flash in the pan. I think ASU is here to stay. The one thing that concerns you about ASU is the schedule. Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, all on the road this season. If they can win one of those games, they should be in a good spot to at least get us to 9 wins. So I'm going over 8.5 for Arizona State for the upcoming season. What about Baylor? You guys know I love Baylor this season. I'm going over 7.5 wins at -120 on Baylor. This is probably my favorite win total in the Big 12. Feels like it should be 8.5 for the Bears. First of all, I think they have the best offense potentially in the conference. Sawyer Robertson, their quarterback, is back. The two top running backs are back. The top three receivers are back. They have three offensive linemen back. A lot of returning production on that offense. They should be really, really good this season. And the defense, you'd hope, would be better than it was last year. Dave Aranda is a defensive guy. They feel good about some of the portal additions that they brought in. So I like their roster. I like their offense. I also like the schedule a lot for Baylor. It feels like a lot of these top teams, all their hardest games are on the road. It's the opposite for Baylor this season on paper. Utah, Kansas State, Iowa State, all at home for Baylor. And in every game this season that Baylor plays, they're either going to be a favorite or they're going to be a small underdog like they are to Auburn tomorrow night. They're probably not going to be a dog of more than like 3.5 points this season. For a team with a win total of 7.5, that feels like a pretty good bet on Baylor. So I like over 7.5 wins for the Bears. What about Houston? We're going to take under 6.5 wins at -135 on the Houston Cougars. We've seen this story before. Connor Wegman is the quarterback for Houston, and he's in that long line of guys like JT Daniels or some of these other quarterbacks that want to continue their college career and play for a long time. Jacob Eason, all these other guys where you're like, he's still playing college football. Connor Wegman should kind of just call it quits. It never worked out at A&M. He never lived up to the hype. He was never good. And I think people are going to look at him at Houston now, fresh start. Oh, maybe he can do some good things at Houston. I'm not buying it. When you're not good, you're not good. I'm fading Houston. They did a great job last year. They won 4 games when everybody thought they'd probably only win 2 or 3. They had a really tough schedule. Schedule's a little bit easier this season, but I don't think Houston's getting to a bowl game. I'll take under 6.5 wins at -135. And then also give me Texas Tech under 8.5 wins this season as well at plus 130. Texas Tech, obviously, is one of the more intriguing teams going into the college football season because of how much money they have spent during the offseason. They have the number one portal class in college football this year. But I don't like buying in to teams that are trying to win championships or win games in year one when they're just starting to do that. I want it to kind of play out, right? Like, I think about a lot of these college basketball programs that had to shift to, like, the one-and-done era. It took them a little bit before they were winning, like, going to the Final Four, winning national championships. I kind of feel that way about Texas Tech. We know they're recruiting really well, and they're spending money into 2026, 2027, these next couple years ahead. In year one, though, I kind of want to fade it, especially when we're getting plus 130. Their road schedule is not easy this year at Arizona State, at Utah, and at Kansas State. And with how wide open the Big 12 is this year, games on paper that look winnable at home, they're probably going to lose one or two of those potentially. So I'll go under 8.5 wins at plus 130 on Texas Tech. The champion of the Big 12, give me the Baylor Bears. I like them. Like I told you guys this season, I think their schedule sets up really good, and I like their offense and their quarterback, Sawyer Robertson, quite a bit. If you don't want to bet Baylor to win the Big 12 at plus 650, I do think them to just make the college football playoff at plus 500 is a good bet as well. We all know that the ACC and Big 12, at most, probably going to get two teams in this year. If there was a team in the Big 12 that, if they don't win the conference, could still get into the playoff, I think it would be Baylor because they get Auburn and they're at SMU in the non-conference, right? So they play Auburn at home tomorrow, SMU next week on the road. I mean, if you certainly win both of those games, you're in great shape. If you just win one of those games, you're still in pretty solid shape as well if you're able to win nine or certainly 10 games. But I think Baylor could be worth the look, plus 500 to make the playoff because of the non-conference schedule that they have. All right, we've previewed all the conferences. We've talked about all the teams. Here it is, my college football playoff bracket for the upcoming season. Gertz, let's see that bad boy that we got for the 12-teamer. As you guys know, a little bit differently this season, right, with the college football playoff bracket. It's not like it was last year where you're going to have all the conference champions be part of the top four. I do think Penn State wins the Big Ten. I think they're going to be the number one overall seed. Georgia, I have them winning the SEC. I think once again they are going to be the number two seed. Clemson, I think, wins the ACC, and they're going to be the number three seed. And then Texas, I think even though they're not even going to play in the SEC title game, that actually might benefit them because they're going to be chilling at home with a good resume, a good record, and they're going to be in that number four spot. So I like Texas to not win the SEC, but be the number four seed and get one of those byes. And then in the 8-9 game, we're going with Ole Miss against Baylor. I think Baylor is going to win the Big 12. Like I told you guys, I think Ole Miss behind Austin Simmons is going to get into the college football playoff this season. Second easiest schedule of any SEC team. And if Simmons is as good as I think he could be, Ole Miss is going to be a playoff team. So I like Ole Miss and Baylor in the 8-9 game. Notre Dame, I'm going to put them at number five. Two biggest games of the year are their first two games. Miami on Sunday and then Texas A&M upcoming in a couple weeks. Notre Dame, if they just win one of those games and win the rest of their schedule, they're probably going to be the five seed in a good spot. So I like Notre Dame. And then Boise, even though I think they could be in trouble tonight, as long as they run the table in the Mountain West, take care of business.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Even with the loss against USF tonight, even with the loss against Notre Dame later in the year, 10-2, winning the Mountain West with all the chaos that's going to go around the rest of the country, with the name brand recognition that Boise is, starting the year as a ranked team, I still think they get in. So I'll take Boise at number 12. How about LSU and Baylor on the 7-10 matchup? Could you imagine if we get that rivalry game in the first round? I think there's a great shot that we do. I think Bama's going to win 10 games this season. I think LSU could win 9, potentially 10. But even with 9, with how hard their schedule is, I think that might be enough to get them in. Nussmeier is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. That offense is going to be awesome. Big year for Brian Kelly. I think he gets the job done, gets LSU to the playoff. And then another conference matchup that I like, Ohio State. I think they're going to be the sixth seed. And you all know there's going to be a team or two, like there was last year with Indiana and SMU, a team that got in that nobody thought they would, that people weren't projecting to get in at the start of the season. I think that team's going to be Nebraska. I was going back and forth on would it be one of the teams out of the Big Ten, maybe another team out of the ACC potentially. But Matt Rhule, man, his track record, what he did at Temple, what he did at Baylor, he won double-digit games in year three when he was at both of those schools. And with the way that Nebraska schedule and roster is set up this season, he has an opportunity to win double-digit games again. That's the magic number in the Big Ten and the SEC. You get to 10 wins, you are going to the college football playoff. So I'll take Nebraska to just get in at number 11 and take on Ohio State. So I got 5 SEC teams, only 1 ACC, only 1 Big 12. I think the Big 12 is going to cannibalize each other like they did last year. I think the ACC is going to do the same outside of Clemson. So I think 5 SEC teams get in, 3 Big 10 teams get in. You have Notre Dame, Boise, and then 1 out of the ACC and 1 out of the Big 12. In the quarterfinals, I have Penn State beating Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss beats Baylor, and I think Penn State will beat Ole Miss to go back to the semifinal. I have Bama beating LSU, and then could you imagine we get Bama, LSU, and then Bama, Georgia? We know Kirby Smart has obviously had some struggles against Alabama. He gets them in the regular season this year. He's maybe going to get them in the SEC championship game, and then maybe they could see each other again. I think DeBoer win that battle. I like Bama over Georgia. Ohio State, I think, beats Clemson in the quarterfinals as well. Even with all the guys that Ohio State is losing, I'm just not a believer in Cade Klubnik in a big game like that. So I'll take Ohio State to knock out Clemson. And then Texas, I'll take them over Notre Dame in what should be an awesome 4-5 matchup. In the semis, give me Penn State to defeat Texas. I think James Franklin gets to the Natty, and then give me Bama over Ohio State. I got Penn State, Alabama, national championship game, which would be awesome for me because those are the two teams that I bet to win the national title. And as much as I would love to see the Tide come through, I think this is Penn State and James Franklin's year, as I've been saying all offseason. They're using the Michigan and Ohio State blueprint from the last two seasons. I know we don't want to trust James Franklin, and I'll probably look like a dummy because I'm planting my flag with him this season, but this is his chance. This is the best team he's had. He's got everything he needs. He's got the best offensive-defensive coordinator combo in the country. I think they get it done. So I'll take Penn State to win the title over Bama. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's an MLB parlay boost token. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. I see we have first-time caller on Twitch talking about a Red Sox-Tigers moneyline parlay. Who says no? Well, the Red Sox got Crochet on the mound. They're already up 1-0 first-time caller, so that's looking like a good bet. And you got the Tigers coming up in a little bit as well. I mean, I think that's a good money line parlay. Somebody gave out the Yankees in a money line parlay. They're up like 11-0 in the third inning yesterday, so you guys have been on that. I like that. Let's talk some more college football before we get into some NFL real quick. College props are starting to become more and more available. We absolutely love that. five props that I like for week one of college football upcoming. We'll start with a game tomorrow night between Georgia Tech and Colorado. I'm looking at Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech. His number, anytime touchdown, minus 125. If you watch Georgia Tech play, you know when they get into the red zone, when they get into goal line situations, they like running the football and they like running their quarterback. Haynes King is as tough as they come. The fact that it's the first game of the season, hostile environment on the road, everybody's amped up. I like the fact that they're probably going to run him more in this game than maybe they would in like week six or week seven. So I'll take Haynes King anytime touchdown at minus 125. Next up, let's go with Julian Sayin, quarterback for Ohio State, under 236.5 passing yards against Texas. I think all the pressure is on Texas in this game. Number one team in the country. All the hype around Arch Manning. You lost to Ohio State last year. Buckeyes won the Natty, right? I mean, they're good. Really, what they're focused on this year is beating Michigan, to be honest with you. But obviously, they like to win this game. Julian Sayin is a true freshman, though, against that great Texas defense. I think Ryan Day is going to make it simple for him. They're going to do every which way to get the ball to Jeremiah Smith. They're going to run the football, lean on their defense. But that Texas secondary is really good. I think 236.5 is a little too high for Julian Sayin in his first start in a game like this. I'll take the under. What about Thomas Castellanos, the quarterback for Florida State? I'm going under 35.5 rushing yards for him against Alabama on Saturday. In that game in Tallahassee, they're calling for some rain. They're calling for some wind, some potential storms. Could be nasty weather. Ball security is going to be an issue. Could have a muddy, sloppy field. So that's not great. Also, Bama knows that Florida State wants to run the ball, and they want to run it with their quarterback. Gus Malzahn is the new offensive coordinator for Auburn. One of the ways you could attack Bama last year was with running up the middle and was with the QB run. That is what Florida State is going to want to do, but Bama also knows that they're going to want to do that. And if the weather is not very good, then Bama's going to force Castellanos to beat them from the pocket. If Bama gets up in this game like I think they might, and Florida State is forced to throw from behind, keep in mind sacks count against rushing yards in college football, so I'm going under 35.5 rushing yards for Thomas Castellanos. What about Aaron Anderson, the LSU wide receiver, over 63.5 yards against Clemson? I mean, you guys know LSU, the wide receivers that they churn out every single year is ridiculous. Aaron Anderson's the next really good one. I like LSU in that game against Clemson, as most of you guys know if you've watched the show this week. And if they're going to beat Clemson, they're going to need AA to step up in that game against Clemson. They're going to need Garrett Nussmeier to play great. But if he's going to find Aaron Anderson, he's going to have a big game, probably go for 100-plus yards potentially. I like over 63.5 receiving yards for Aaron Anderson in that matchup. And then finally, C.J. Carr, under 186.5 passing yards against Miami. Same kind of handicap and same kind of thought with Julian Sayin against Texas. Big top 10 matchup for C.J. Carr going up against the Miami pass rush that's very good, but you have the best running back in the country in Jeremiah Love. You got a great number two running back in Jadeveon Price. Just give those guys the ball. You got a great offensive line at Notre Dame. You got one of the top defenses. Marcus Freeman is a great coach, and he's going to try and win this game against Miami the way that he won the game last year against Texas A&M. They did not throw the ball all over the yard. They ran it, played good defense, special teams, forced turnovers, and at the end of the day, they made the plays when they needed to. There's a reason that passing yards total is as low as it is at 186.5. They're going to run the ball and play good defense. I like under passing yards for C.J. Carr on Sunday. All right, real quick, let's talk a little NFL Super Bowl odds here on Send It In. And right now, the way that I break down the Super Bowl odds, you guys, are in three different categories. I look at the favorites for the Super Bowl market, the four teams that probably are going to win the Super Bowl. Whoever wins it probably is going to come out of this group. It's either the Ravens, the Bills, the Eagles, who are all plus 700, or the Chiefs at plus 800. I think the Eagles and the Ravens have the two best rosters in the NFL. They did last year, and I think they do again this year. Those are probably the two best teams, and those should be the teams that should end up winning it. Philly definitely could go back-to-back. The Bills, obviously, with how easy their schedule is, the fact that I think they get the number one seed in the AFC should put them in a really good spot. And then, let's be honest, as long as Kansas City has Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're always one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. the pretenders for me in the Super Bowl market. The Lions at 10-1, not buying it at all. Too much change on that coaching staff. Not a believer in Jared Goff without Ben Johnson. Loses his center, Frank Ragnow. Washington Commanders, as awesome as Jaden Daniels is, and he got him to the NFC title game last year, there's going to be some regression that hits for Washington. Defense still didn't make enough improvements. I think they're a pretender. Bengals, same reason. Great offense. Defense is not championship caliber. Broncos, a lot of people like the Broncos, man. Their defense is awesome, but you really like Bo Nix to go up against Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Like, you really think he can beat those guys in the playoffs? I'm just not buying it. The Vikings, great coaching staff. KOC on offense, Brian Flores on defense. Their defense is very good. Offensive line's good. They have maybe the best receiver in the NFL. But J.J. McCarthy leading the Vikings to the Super Bowl in year one, not buying that. And then the Chargers. I will never buy into the Chargers with Justin Herbert as the quarterback. People can call him a top five QB all they want. That guy, I do not trust him to go deep into the playoffs, and especially when Greg Roman's your OC. As a Ravens fan, I've seen that before. So I'm good on the Chargers as well. The teams that I think have good value, if one of the top four teams, Ravens, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, don't win it, three teams that I would keep an eye on are all out of the NFC, because I think that is where the value is. I think either one of the two teams out of the NFC West, the Niners or the Rams at 20-1, are both good looks. And then I think the Packers at 22-1 are a good look as well. I love Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love's got a ton of upside. Their defense is very good. So those would be the three teams that I would look at. The Rams would probably be my favorite of those three, but you definitely have to be a little bit concerned about the Matthew Stafford injury going into the season. All right, we got about a minute left, you guys. Let's wrap the show here on Send It In. My pick today in going streaking to get a base hit, I'd look at his over total bases, maybe him to hit a home run today. It's going to be Ronald Acuna Jr. going up against Aaron Nola and the Phillies. Acuna is 19 for 55 in his career against Aaron Nola. Obviously, a lot of history there with them being in the same division. That is a 345 batting average for Ronald Acuna. So we're going to take him in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Aaron Anderson over 63.5 receiving yards against Clemson. I think Nussmeier is going to play really well. I think LSU wins the game. And if both of those things happen, Aaron Anderson's likely having a big game as well. Dog of the day, let's take USF tonight, plus 5.5 against Boise State. I like USF in this game. I think they got a chance to win outright. That's going to be a really fun one. And then my best bet, Gertsch, I messed up. I meant to say NC State team total over. I would probably lay it with the Wolfpack if I had to tonight. So lay the 14 with NC State, but that team total over 37.5 is going to be my best bet that I like as well. College football's back, you guys. Week one. Can't wait. So many games tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Cole Thompson joins me tomorrow. We give out all of our favorite plays for the weekend. See you guys then.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.